Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for a moment of silent meditation. Thank you. Good evening. We'll open up the meeting with Dr. Kramer. Dr. Kramer. I'm all right.
Good evening. It's always nice to have so many faces at our Board of Education meetings. This evening, we will be honoring student athletes in our district who attained all region, all state, or all nation awards throughout the course of this school year. And I have to say that I've been fortunate enough to get out and see just about every one of our teams compete and represent Sachem with great pride and great responsibility of representing a school district. So I wanted to thank all of our student athletes and their families and their coaches for guiding them along throughout the course of this school year. Also, while I have such a great audience here, it's a good opportunity to just remind everybody that we are in the midst of, we're just wrapping up concert season. We have awards ceremonies going on and taking place at all of our schools right now. So I would invite you to continue to get out and see some of the great things that are taking place throughout the district. You can visit our new website, and there is an interactive calendar there, and check out some of the things that are occurring. I think tomorrow night we have senior awards at both North and East, and there are a tremendous number of events that are taking place throughout the district over the next several weeks. So without further ado, I'm going to invite Mr. Butel up to begin the presentations.
Good evening, Mr. Falco, members of the Board of Education, Dr. Graham, and members of the Cabinet. As Dr. Graham said, tonight is truly a great honor to recognize the wonderful student athletes that we have in this district who have achieved so much during their athletic seasons. To start and kick this off, I'd like to call forward our North Arrowette coaches, Ms. Brzezinski and Mr. Maskowitz.
Hi, good evening. My name is Katie Brzezinski, and I'm the head coach for the Sachem North Varsity Arrowettes dance team. I just would sincerely like to thank the Board of Education, Dr. Graham, and everyone here tonight for the recognition. I need to thank our athletic directors, Mr. Gary Butel and Mr. John Caridi, for all their support and guidance throughout our season. A special thank you to Mrs. Patty Trombetta for always being a huge support of our team, to our Sachem North parents who are standing behind me, who are at every event and supportive of the kids on our team. We had 15 girls and one boy in our team this year. They're all standing over there. We started competing in December and took the title of Grand Champions at Empire State Dance Challenge, where we competed at Stony Brook University. Then we competed at NDA Nationals the first weekend of March. Competition began on Friday, and we competed four routines in prelims and finals. We were in sixth place in jazz and pom, third in hip hop, and first in team performance heading into finals. As in any competition, sixth place was not an ideal place to be with the amount of talent that we have on our team. We just weren't dancing to the best of our ability. So finals came around, and we kind of did what we do best and fixed our mistakes, believed in ourselves, and awards were definitely in our favor. We started the night with our next national title in small varsity team performance and went from sixth place to first place in the small varsity jazz division, which I think is the only team to ever have done that in the high school nationals. So we did something that no one thought we could do, and I just want to say how truly proud I am of our team. Not only are they super talented, but they're the nicest, most genuine, good-hearted kids you could possibly meet. Practices this year were fun and good and positive, and they are teenagers and get along and supportive. So we're just grateful and super proud to be their coaches. This is David. next to me. I forgot to say thank you to him. Couldn't do this job without him. But we earned our 11th national title in 6 years, so super proud, and a lot of them have been involved in many of those titles. So just thank you so much for recognizing us. We sincerely appreciate it and are just so grateful, and we're so proud of our team. Congratulations, guys. Announce their names down the line. We'll start this way. Senior Rachel Camacho, a little wave. Senior Jenna Hishma, Jacqueline Dez, Sydney Barone, Kayla DePoli, Senior Emily D'Alessandro, Taylor Rivera Haggerty back there, Senior Sammy Serra, Bella Sicenti, Liliana Pina, Cassidy Quinn, Emma Goldstein, one of our captains, Haley Curto, another captain, Sophia Pina, and our last but not least, Matthew Kirschenheider.
Being honored tonight before they leave, we'll be receiving a certificate from the Board of Education, congratulating them on recognizing them on their accomplishments. So before the athletes, any athletes leave here tonight, make sure you either get this from your coaches or myself or Mr. Curry. Next up, we'd like to have one of our track coaches, Mr. Alex Young, come forward and talk about Ariane's achievements.
I was going to make a stand. Even better. Wow, that's so cool.
Good evening, Dr. Graham, Board of Education administrators. Ariana Cagnin is a 4-year varsity member of Sachem North track and field teams. She's a New York State scholar athlete. Ariana is one of the finest race walkers ever for Sachem as well. Ariana committed herself to a challenging training program before the start of her senior winter season and had the greatest season of her high school athletic career. Ariana competed in state quals, placed second overall, earned all county, and qualified for the New York State Championship meet. Up at states, Ariana earned all state and all federation honors with her third place finish at states. Ariana competed at nationals, finishing fourth overall and earning all American honors. Congratulations, Ariana Cagnina, Sachem North All American.
Yeah. One more, guys.
At this time, as the Board of Education members are returning back to their seats, I would ask all the other athletes being recognized tonight to please come up forward to the podium. We're going to go in alphabetical order, so as I call your name, you'll walk up. Mr. Critty will hand you your certificate, and you can stand in front and then wait for everyone until we're done, okay? Our first student athlete is Danielle Cosgrove. Danielle attends Sachem East and plays basketball. Danielle is the fifth girl at Sachem East to score 1,000 points and currently has 1,211 career points as a junior. Danielle has earned all Long Island and all state honors for the last 2 years. Danielle has announced that she will be attending Notre Dame upon her graduation in 2018. Congratulations, Danielle. Next is Ryan DiMaggio, a Sachem East bowler. Ryan has earned All-State honors this past year and was a member of the Section 11 All-Star team. Ryan was also a member of Sachem's 2016 state championship team and has been a member of the varsity bowling team since seventh grade. Ryan will be attending Suffolk this fall and will be bowling collegiately. Congratulations, Ryan. Joe Eden from Sachem East, a wrestler. Joe received All-State honors this past season by placing sixth in the New York State Championship meet. Joe is also a four-year Varsity Letter Award winner, three-time All-County winner, and will be attending Sacred Heart University this fall, where he will continue to wrestle. Congratulations, Joe. Our next student athlete, Alyssa Fontana, is also from Sachem East and a bowler. She is a two-time All-State bowler. This year, her average was 214th, placed her fifth in the county, and she rolled a high game of 276 to finish third in the county. She earned League One game high, third high average, fifth high series, and was the co-League One match point leader. Alyssa will attend Mount Ida College in the fall. Congratulations, Alyssa. I'm going to go alphabetical. Lauren Harris, Sachem East, winter track. Lauren's so fast that she came to the last board meeting, got out in front of all of us, and her coaches did a wonderful job presenting her and recognizing her. But tonight it's only fitting to bring her back and give her her certificate and recognize her with the other great student-athletes that are here all together in Sachem. She's an All-State All-American, New York State 1500 race walk champion, indoor national champion, outdoor national champion, outdoor national record holder, indoor national record holder, Team USA member of the Pan Am Race Walk Championship in Lima, Peru. She has done it all and will continue to do everything. She will be attending Marist College in the fall on an academic and athletic scholarship. Congratulations, Lauren. Jonathan Lauer, Sachem North. Cross country and winter track. Jonathan earned All-Federation, Section 11 Runner of the Year, All-Long Island, All-County, a Delacave Award nominee, and a News 12 Scholar Athlete Award winner honors. He has qualified for the New York State Championship meet in the 3,200-meter run for three consecutive years. He owns the school record in the 3,200-meter and also was a part of two school record relay teams. He will be attending Columbia University in the fall, studying physics, and running on the cross-country and track and field teams. Congratulations, Jonathan. Aaron Marzek, Sachem North Field Hockey. Aaron earned All-State honors this past fall. Her coach has referred to her as always positive, a playmaker, a great motivator, and a role model. As the class of 2017 valedictorian, she is the pinnacle as to the true meaning of a student athlete. You can clap for that. That's a great accomplishment. Aaron is also a Delacave Award nominee, a Suffolk Zone Physical Education Award winner, and will be attending Northeastern University in the fall, where she will be studying chemistry. Congratulations, Aaron. Next is Nicholas Neary from Sachem East Swimming. Nick is a 5-year varsity team member and award winner. He is a 2-time New York State Public High School Athletic Association Championship participant and earned All-State honors this past season in the 100 free. He is also the Suffolk County champion in the 100 free with a time of 21:54. In addition to these great accomplishments, Nick has set 6 new Sachem East swimming records this past season. Nick will continue his swimming career as he will be attending Florida Atlantic University in the fall. Congratulations, Nick. Amanda Najokas, Sachem North Bowling. Amanda is a 3-time All-State bowler. She finished 2nd in Suffolk County with an average of 216. Her high series of 716 was 6th in Suffolk County. She earned League 1 high average bowler, 2nd high series, and was the co-league 1-point leader. At the state tournament, she finished with the 5th highest average of 196. Amanda has 3 more years as she is currently in the 9th grade. Congratulations, Amanda. Alexa Penavia, Sachem North Cheerleading. Alexa is a 4-year varsity cheerleader. She has earned the athletic honors of All County, All Newsday Long Island, and UCL All-American. The smartest thing she's doing, however, is attending the University of Delaware this fall, my alma mater. She will be cheering for the Fighting Blue Hens on the all-girl competitive team as she pursues a degree in elementary education. Congratulations, Alexa. Chris Tibbetts, Sachem North Cross Country Winter Track. Chris has earned All County, All Long Island, and All State Athletic Honors. Chris was named the Newsday Runner of the Year in Cross Country this past fall. His coaches say through his own personal drive and work ethic, he made himself into one of the most complete runners the school has ever seen. The events he can cover range from the 400 meter through the 3200 meter race. Chris will be attending American University this fall and running cross country and track next year. Congratulations, Chris. Next is Chris Fasano, Sachem North Football Winter Track. Chris is a football player, earned All Long Island and All State honors, and was a member of the Long Island Championship football team as a 9th grader. As a field event athlete, Chris owns all the school's throwing records. He received All Long Island and All State in the throws and will be attending Bryant University in the fall. Congratulations, Chris. For some of the athletes up here, their seasons are not done and not completed yet as they head into the completion of the spring, and I'm sure more accolades and accomplishments will follow. And we wish you all the best, particularly for Chris, and Jonathan as they head to States this next weekend as a senior to complete their final year at the state track and field tournament. Congratulations. With that said, nice job to all athletes. Great job.
That's it, Ken?
That's it.
Where do they clear out?
Bang that gavel, that's all.
I'm sorry?
Bang that gavel.
I'll give them 30 seconds. That's it. Okay, those who are having conversations, you can take them out to the hall. Like the
when we honor the tenurees, we'll have them up for a photo wall.
Sure. Okay. Visitors, Allison? None. Okay. Business items. Bid awards. Motion, please. Rob, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Personnel items. Consent agenda. Personnel items 5A1 through 5D3. Motion, please. Sarah, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Dr. Graham?
Yeah, on the personnel consent agenda, I know that goes kind of quick for all of you out there in the audience. We did make a number of appointments this evening and honored a number of tenurees. So the first person that I want to just recognize this evening is out there, Mike Cassano, who is earning a promotion on this agenda to a senior guard position. So congratulations to Mike. And The awarding of tenure by a Board of Education and by a school district is something that is certainly taken with great responsibility. You know, you're entering into an agreement for a very long time with the individuals who earn tenure in a school district. And we go through a long process, a 3 to 4 year process of evaluating, of observing, of cabinet meetings, ascertaining whether or not the individuals are deserving of tenure. And this evening I wanted to just recognize several individuals who we appointed to tenure. We have Brian Hagen, who's a special ed teacher at Tamarack. Brian, are you here? Brian, you can stand up. Yeah. We have a teaching assistant, Sue Ann Lechnik. Congratulations, Sue Ann. And somebody who I've had the opportunity now to work closely with, and somebody who it certainly is without reservation that I recommend for tenure, and we're very excited to have him tenured and on staff, is Mr. Ruggiero over at Waverly. Now, we've seen Mr. Ruggiero as, I think, Justin Timberlake and others of you have seen him as Elvis, I think, as well. So I would expect that next year we'll have something even bigger and better, right, John? If you don't mind, if we could have the three tenurees come up for a photo with the board.
Okay, we'll continue. Mini contracts consent agenda for action items 611 through 6120. Motion, please. Laura, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. We're on page 16. Donation 621. Donation Nokomis Elementary School PTA. Motion. Laura, second. Dorothy, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Donation Chippewa Elementary PTA. Motion, please. Bill, second. Vic, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 631, transfers. Transfer from unassigned fund balance to district reserve funds. Motion, please. Bill, second. Rob, any questions? Go ahead, Dorothy.
John, can you just explain that again, why it's moving to the reserve?
Yeah, sure. This is actually a resolution that the board would pass at the end of each year, in which the district is going to have surplus funds. These funds are not being moved by this action. This is just granting us, while we're closing the books, the authority to move up to these amounts into each of the reserves. So as we close the books, I mean, obviously all year we've talked about fund balance, and the first piece that we want to fully fund is our unassigned to get it to 4%. So if we have in excess of $2.5 million surplus, the first $2.5 million goes to unassigned fund balance. That doesn't require any board action. The next reserve that we'd want to fully maximize is our EBLAR reserve, our employee benefit reserve. That liability is a little over $8 million. 5.6 would fully fund it if we have those funds available. LOR allows between 2 and 3 years of total expenditures in your ERS reserve. $10 million would represent 2 years worth of monies. And on the workers' comp piece, that would represent 1 year of liability. So it just gives the board the maximum flexibility when we're closing the books of where to put those monies, you know, over the summer as we're closing the books. But no action is being taken to move these monies now, and whatever the final amounts are, you'll be notified of that when we get to that point. Okay?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. 632, approval of budget transfers, 50,000 or greater. Motion, please. Sarah, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Poly adoption and abolition, 641, second reading. Motion, please. Rob, second. Sarah, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, we're on 19. Recommendations for Committee on Special Education. Motion, please. Bill, second. Laura, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Monthly reports, damage and loss. Committee on Preschool. Board of Education subcommittees. Dorothy?
We met last week with the internal auditors and Don Hoffman, and so he looked at the areas of special education and facilities. So we sat with him, and he's going to be giving a presentation, or just presenting the findings on June 21st, John, is that right?
Correct.
At the board meeting. So the board will see it prior to that. And I guess if there's any questions, they can ask him that night.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. No presentation.
Mr. Falco, just in regards to updates, I just wanted to take the opportunity while we have people here to thank Mr. Butel and Mr. Caridi for the job that they did presenting the certificates and highlighting some of the work of our student athletes. I also wanted to wish Mr. Caridi well. He is moving from the assistant athletic director back to an assistant principal's position for next year, so I wanted to wish him the best of luck and let him know that we thank him for his service to the athletic department. You've left us with big shoes to fill. Thanks, John.
Okay. Visitors, Allison? None. Okay. Future agenda items, anything? None, okay. Next board meeting is June 21st. Chris, we have a
motion to go into executive session for the purposes of discussing collective negotiations and a particular student.
Motion, please. Laura, second. Rob, any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is carried. Thank you. Have a good night.